Colonel von Nassau, you are now expanding the satellite interception capabilities of the Netherlands. Are we talking here about a quantum leap, a big leap forwards compared to the old situation where the Netherlands only had two satellite dishes?
Yes, I believe it is. The new capacity enlarges the current capacity substantially. Nowadays we have two satellite dishes, and in the near future we expect to have 20 satellite dishes.
And what can you do with those 20 dishes?
It's obvious a lot more than with the current two satellite dishes. With those 20 satellite dishes, we are able to intercept more telecommunications transmissions from international satellites.
It's often said that organizations like the Al-Qaeda network are not stupid either, and that they have adapted their communications patterns to their knowledge that whatever they say, for instance, through a cell phone or even a normal international phone call, will be intercepted, so they're using other means. Are you still expecting to gather useful intelligence from those dishes?
I think both services are aware of those situations, but still I think the satellite ground station NSO has an important job to do, because a lot of telecommunications take place via those satellites.
Will the NSO, the National Signals Intelligence Organization, be a separate secret service?
Not at all. In the Netherlands we have two services, the AIVD and the MIVD. The satellite ground station of the NSO is part of the Ministry of Defense, and in those role they support as well the AIVD as the MIVD.
But who's going to decide which of the two services gets which information?
Both services will receive all the information that is intercepted by the station.
In the intelligence world, often the motto is, I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine. In other words, I can deliver useful information for you if you have something in return. Does this large increase in the satellite interception capability of the Netherlands also mean that the Netherlands itself will receive more information from sister services?
The new capacity enlarges the current capacity substantially, and it's obvious in the world of intelligence that when you have more, you can ask more. So the position of the Netherlands will improve.
Intelligence is also deemed very important in the case of peace operations. You don't want to have your blue helmets or whatever helmets they're wearing out there in the field to meet nasty surprises. Does the increase of the capacity and the whole fact that there is now a new service called NSO also will make it easier and more effective to conduct peace missions abroad?
Yes, I think those situations will improve by the substantial enlargement of our satellite dishes. Defense is responsible, of course, for supporting of their troops, for instance, in Afghanistan or in Iraq in the past, and the enlargement will support this kind of role.
So far we have been talking about the satellite interception capabilities. What about the other frequency ranges, so to speak, which are interesting for an intelligence service? Shortwave, VHF, UHF, local communications. Will the NSO also deal with that spectrum?
The establishing of the satellite ground station of the NSO is the first step in building the NSO in the end. In a next step, next phase, there will be an HF component as well in the NSO.
That's shortwave.
Shortwave, yes, of course. But this is still in a planning phase, and there are at the moment no further details available.